today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You think it's a kink? You think it's a kink?
It's borderline.
It's not
borderline, even if it's a treat for you
process,
once a year.
Let me tell you something. The process was probably less than 5 seconds. I'm like, thank you, get out of here.
Here's
thank
the first posting on the and I won't read them all.
I didn't read the post, sorry.
The ladies that I have enjoyed enema play with are few but
enema
fun.
Play. Okay, that's enough. I watched Regis and Kelly Lee on Monday, and now it's got Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, Ryan and Kelly Lee, yeah.
And Ryan Seacrest is so skinny now and wears such skinny LA
frail,
suits
yeah.
that his feet... He was wearing like white sneaker feet, and they looked like Mickey Mouse feet from the olden days.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. We will get to the rest of the show in a second here, but I did want to lead with the fact that yesterday was colonoscopy day, and I'm very pleased to report that that everything was tested fine. There were no polyps, and there were no nothing in my teenage colon. Everything is
a lovely teenage colon.
I've got the usual diverticuli type thing, but I hate to be detailed in my medical reports, but that's the truth.
Well,
so everything went
just like
well.
The president, Mike, we need to know.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, and I also, I'm in the best shape that Roger Stone has ever seen. By the way, that's what I watched on Netflix last night.
Get and like Roger our, Stone. Like so our great. President, do you also weigh 182?
182. On a subsisting on a diet of McDonald's French fries. Everything went well, and I was not even discussing this with you gentlemen prior to the show as I was giving Rob and Oscar my medical report that everything turned out well. But let me tell you the one thing I left out, and this is what I just remembered.
What's that?
Remember how I told you guys before the show that I thought it was a little weird at the end that she was very brief with me, and she said, no polyps, everything looks fine, and you've got the diverticuli, which is the part that makes my gut hurt.
Yeah.
And then she sort of went on her way. Something just occurred to me. There's a question that they say to you multiple times when you go in for a colonoscopy. All right. And the question they ask you is, and I've gotten it many times, how was your prep? So how is your prep is their way of saying, did you clean out your teenage colon? Now, I took the Miralax in the Gatorade. I drank it at the appropriate time. I took the 4 tablets of the Dulcolax at the I basically blew out my colon yesterday.
Yeah.
Right.
2 days ago. And then in the morning there was one final and let me just say something about my bride.
Well, that was sort of a shift.
Well, love is an interesting thing because that is the final process was not something that that I suppose I could have tried to do it solo, but I believe it's a 2-person process. The last thing that has to be done, where you have to, where the fleet company does that. Look at the Husker's face.
What are you talking about? The last
my enema.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no way you're reaching about around back there.
Damn. Well, it's I could reach around back there. I'm just not sure. You can't see what's going on,
but
she's done it before. I've had a colonoscopy since I've been with her.
And of course,
done that before
many times for pleasure.
For pleasure, yes.
What do single dudes do for hygiene, Rob?
What I'm sorry.
What do people that don't have someone with them do?
Probably try to do it themselves. I think there's
you
a
have
way
to.
You
and I've done it.
You've done it by yourself.
It's not great.
I think most people probably do it by themselves, Mike.
Yeah, I think it's designed to be done that way.
Oscar, you don't know that. Don't make this bad,
Rob. What do you think?
I think that.
Do you think most people go to their wives and say, "Hey, you got to help me out"?
Hey, have you ever done a thing where you have to like go back and forth between two rooms? Like, let's say you're checking. This happened at my house this very weekend.
Okay.
problem with a circuit breaker.
3 minutes into the show, and Oscar would make me feel bad.
No, no, Mike, and I'm
that I feel guilty now. That,
let's say you have.
I'm the only person that's ever.
No, let's say you have trouble with a circuit breaker.
If she did what?
Yes. Let's say you have trouble with your circuit breaker, as I did this weekend.
Oh, it flips.
Yeah, yeah. And so I had to. It was a problem.
By the way, the Mike O'Mara show. No waiting for comedy, ladies and gentlemen. We are 4 minutes into the show, and we are talking Enema Fun.
So I could have gone down to the basement, flipped the switch, gone upstairs to see if I flipped the switch that turned off the igniter on my stove.
Yeah, the reps.
But the thing is I had Robert there, mm-hmm. and I said, Robert, stay here. And it's
an easier process. It's an easier process.
If you are afforded a second person, it's easier.
That is not the right analogy. I take all of that back. When you
I take it back or you take it back?
I take it back.
Okay.
When you're flipping a breaker,
right.
That's a flip of a switch. Anybody can do that.
Yeah, well, I mean.
He's asking his wife to go spelunking down there and figure out what's going on if all the walls are clean.
First of all, 10 points for using spelunking in the proper way.
Hold on just a second. Hold on just a second.
All the stalactite's gone, honey.
I am not. Hold on.
I don't want to be embarrassed.
All she does. Is you know, give me the part one.
See, Mike,
she's not around for part two.
Even worse.
Do you remember the Polaroid commercial? The old Polaroid commercial where they just said point and shoot.
Point and shoot.
So she wasn't part of the shooting, just the pointing.
Here's what, this is how insecure I am. I'm now picturing 450 emails coming to me.
God.
Jeez, Mike, why did you make her do that? You really wanted to stay with you? Anyway, here's the thing. She was there for the first. And by the way, can I say this? I won't go into any more detail than this, but I'll just say I got a compliment.
Oh, good for you.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
thank
she has
you.
Context, thank that you. Poor lady.
It's better
better than last time.
Okay, why don't you both shut up? Thank you.
What was the compliment?
The beach erosion isn't happening as much.
I'm not sharing that. I got a compliment. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going into more detail than that.
Carla.
It was, but after that, so here's the thing. I did the tablets. I did the drink. I did the thing. I hate even saying the word.
Point and shoot.
The E word. I did the point and shoot the morning of, and then they say, how's your prep? What's it like? What's it? And I'm like, well,
it's
she didn't see the results. I saw the results and contrary to what you might think, it's never supposed to look like, a water cooler. Okay. It's never completely.
I'm gonna throw up.
You,
oh my God.
So would you be satisfied, Mike? Say with not like, you're not expecting a mountain stream. What you're expecting is brackish water.
That's it. Right?
I think so.
Because it's never perfect. You've done it.
I have.
It's never perfect.
It's never perfect.
It's city water. Oh, yeah. It's never perfect. But
DC water.
The control room is thoroughly disgusting.
That's right.
I don't care about
Mike,
the control
we're
room.
Taking an anal trip to Flint, Michigan.
But the I'm trying to give people a perspective.
How much lead are we
on
talking
a process
about?
That what?
What's the lead ratio?
Here's the thing. In my opinion, based on doing this before, I think I did the prep perfectly.
And did
but
you?
But there's a part of you that always says, are there people that do it more perfectly?
Or less.
You know what I mean?
Gotta be the people that pardon the expression.
Well, when you read
the
instructions, it's gross. It's gross that people would ever. First of all, I did everything asked of me. And in my opinion, I did the prep perfectly.
Now,
and that's what I said. I said, so they said, how is your prep? I said, perfect.
That's excellent. But I know that you're nervous.
But then when she came to me afterwards, I wonder, what if it wasn't perfect in her, in her world?
Well,
what if it was
who
not
wants to be a
perfect?
Part of that world?
But I mean, as I said, it
she's
was
used
certainly,
to filtered water.
Well, you know what? Maybe there are people who
that'd be interesting.
Obsess
Aquafina.
On it.
Yeah.
Could be.
Do you think that's possible? Where you would go Aquafina? Because I mean, I
could
suppose,
you though? Could it happen?
I don't think so, unless you had like a week.
Now,
I think the only person who goes Aquafina is like a Marie Kondo. Like,
yeah.
She tidies up everywhere.
Yeah.
Who?
Oh, the lady from the Netflix show.
The Asian lady who wants you to throw away all your books.
Yeah, yeah.
Or probably, I would say, now we're going to get really gross. No, it's just I thought that I did. So they asked me like three different times.
Well, what you should, I know you were probably
a little
worked up.
That's all she cares about is how's your prep. It's like, if you're going to be working on that part of the body, I did my level best, and I thought it was fine.
Like, you're probably a little worked up and perhaps distracted.
I'm wondering why she was, I just hope that I see where you're coming from.
Yeah. But I would say
I'm wondering, I would have loved to have that evaluation. Say, by the way, your prep was fantastic.
But if you're working on an oil rig, you're going to get dirty.
Well, we said yesterday, no country for old men.
That's right.
Which was.
But wouldn't it have been great, Mike, if you had been so at ease that you had had a little bit of a comedy thing going in when she said, "How's your prep?" And you said, "Listen, I want to tell you all about it. Sit down."
I think that if I ever come across this doctor again, that I will say, by the way, no, I can't do
that.
Two
questions.
I'd be too embarrassed.
Is this usually a couple's activity, or is it something that singles usually do?
Now, are you getting back to the point and shoot? Is that what you're getting back to?
Yes.
Because in order to do that a certain way, I found it easier to do it that way. And maybe you're right. Well, Rob has indicated that he did it himself. And I think if, you could do it yourself.
I think most people have to because... either they're ashamed or they're alone.
Yes.
Well, I'm not
or
ashamed.
Or both.
Yes.
And there are people that
yeah.
that you've watched enough on your little channels
yes.
there.
That are into it.
There are people that do it for fun.
Yes.
But no.
And as a courtesy.
But you know what the important part is? The important part.
I can't wait till Carla hears this. I wonder when he asked me that first time 10 years ago.
No, I'm not embarrassed.
It's part of the deal. Yeah.
You're doubling Wade. Down, yes.
It's part of the deal, Wade.
Yeah,
it's part of the deal.
This is my deal, Wade.
But she indicated to me now that I can go off the let them eat cake diet and get back to my regular regimen of trying to shed some pounds.
Ease into it? A little bit of fiber?
They say ease into it. How do you ease into it? I had oatmeal for breakfast this morning.
Yeah, he's all or nothing.
It. Yeah.
I'm easing into it, but I mean, it's not like I'm going to have wheat germ for dinner, but I mean, I'm not also going to have white bread or any of the crap that I've been eating because I don't have to anymore.
Right, good.
So that's where we are with that. So I'm feeling,
that's actually
outside
really,
of
you know,
my son's cold, I'm feeling rather perky.
That's
I'm
a great outcome. The fact that she comes away from it and says that you can get off that diet that was put on specially to watch out for this, that's a great outcome. That's
because of this procedure, because the procedure is over. And one of the things that was said to me was, if you are going to have that, eventually taken care of, we wanted to make sure there was nothing else going on.
Right.
So there is the good news to the listening family, the people that dearly care about me, that there is nothing else going on.
Good.
And who, at the age of 59, soon to be 60, who doesn't like to get that news?
That's news.
Good. By the way, everybody should do this. This is a good test for
you. Huge.
And
huge.
If this is caught early, if you do have an issue down there, they can deal with it. And I'm very pleased.
You start
because
going at 40, right?
What's that?
40 years old, that's when you start going?
I'm not sure when you're supposed
10.
To start having it.
Every year from my 10th birthday.
Someone look this up. I want to give people the proper information as to when they should get a colonoscopy, a routine check to make sure everything's okay. You hear a lot about virtual colonoscopies and stuff, but I think really ultimately getting this test.
That's the worst ride at King's Dominion.
The virtual colonoscopy.
If they took
Thank
out
you.
The blast coaster and they put it in the mountain.
Okay. I think it's wonderful to get it done, and do this.
Since the colonoscopy, how has Carla been with her night terrors?
She only woke up screaming once last night. And, she
screamed out a compliment?
She didn't scream out a compliment, but the night terrors were, I can tell you, I don't know what she was dreaming about, but I can tell you what she said before I woke her up. All
What'd
right.
She
said, well, I woke her up and she said,
we're ready on this end.
Okay. She said, I'm being chased by a giant starfish.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All I ever wanted for lunch was Lunchables, right? Lunchables were the greatest thing to ever happen to packaging, right? I say packaging because take whatever was inside a Lunchables package out, put it into a brown paper bag and try and convince someone it's lunch.
So true.
I got like 3 crackers and some wet meat discs. You know, lunch. Like, dude, why are you eating a communion wafer with ketchup on it? What, you mean, why am I eating this delicious pizza? Don't be jealous, man. I got like 1/30th of a Butterfinger for dessert. I'm gonna wash it down with 2.5 ounces of Capri Sun. Even the name, right? They even know, like, hey, is that lunch? It's Lunchable.
It's the Michael Mara Show. Michael Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike. Who dat, who dat, who dat?
I'd never heard of this comic before. I found him on YouTube. Brendan Ayer, EYRE. It's very
Lunchable.
Funny.
Yeah. Lunchable. Funny. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS, to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. We are on now from all over the world, and I'll get it together because I'm having trouble doing it. I'll explain later. But we're in different cities all over the place.
Everywhere.
Let's all throw from our backyard, from Marlboro, Maryland.
Marlboro.
Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
Charleston, South Carolina.
From Sarasota, Florida.
Sri Lanka.
Now, did you just make up Sri Lanka, or did
I've
you
looked
know?
At the data before, and I remember that was interesting that somebody
that's,
was there.
See, that's cool. Yeah, you do the metric check. Yeah. Let's see. From Modesto, California.
Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Maine.
Ahwatukee, Arizona.
Thank you very much. That's good. That's one that was on before. I like that. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Cornerstone. It's a great time to purchase a home or refi one you're in right now. You see, mortgage rates are low. You see, we found a way to make it extra crisp.
Crispy.
Mortgage rates are low and home values are up, so it behooves behooves you to act right now. Don't hesitate and miss out. Just because you don't understand the entire process, you don't need to. The folks at Cornerstone First Financial know all about that stuff, and they'll take it for you. All you have to do is say when.
When?
Even better, they are friends of the Mike O'Mara Show, so when they find out you love TMOS too, they're going to treat you like old friends. I'm your Huckleberry. Cornerstone First Financial has got you covered. I don't know why I'm obsessing on that movie. They'll get you the lowest rates guaranteed. Call Cornerstone First Financial to check your credit and get pre-qualified. Let them take care of you. You can refinance now and skip your payment next month. Licensed in Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, and Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Oscar Santana.
Mike, I have an answer for you. You asked a question before the actual start of the show.
Yeah, when you're supposed to get your colonoscopy.
It says, so as of June 1st, 2018, the new guidelines are 45 to 50, depending on if you're high risk, if you have history within your family. Okay. And I also found another message board, and I'll let Rob take care of this here. And if you just please read from the top.
Sure.
Please. Thank you.
This reads, for a long time, it was really hard to get my wife involved in my enema interests. I had to create subterfuges, usually illness, to create situations where she might give me an enema. It took a long time to get her to understand my needs. Anyone else with similar problems?
Where do you get that?
There are a lot of replies to this. It's on a website called Zitty, Z-I-T-Y.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for sharing.
But all I said is...
You think it's a kink. You think it's a kink.
It's borderline.
It's not
borderline, even if it's a treat for you
process,
once a year.
Let me tell you something. The process was probably less than 5 seconds. I'm like, thank you, get out of here.
Here's
thank
the first posting on the line. I won't read them all.
I didn't read the post, sorry.
The ladies that I have enjoyed enema play with are few but
enema
fun.
Enema play. Okay, that's enough. I've had enough. Thank you.
Few but fun.
Thank you.
Diamond in the rough.
Thank you very much. This
Hold
was
her
not
tight.
Fun. This was not fun in any way, shape, or form. But Thank you. Thank you.
Can you
very
imagine
much.
Carla with
Thank
her
you.
Girlfriend's like, you know,
Thank
like,
you.
Hey.
Oh, crystal
yes,
clear.
Wow. Oh, my God. Anima play. Yes, that's right. Anima play.
Yeah, it's actually playing at the Warner Theater this weekend.
I typed
the
into
Anima
Google,
play. Yes.
My wife helps me with my Anima, and that's what popped up.
Oh, very good.
On your computer, did that autocomplete?
No.
Okay,
no,
just
no.
checking.
No, but everybody should do this because it's the right thing to do. And this is a curable form of cancer.
Maybe the most curable, right?
Early detection is very, very important. And you know what? Why am I going to say there was a big push? There was a big push for it. Wasn't it, how many years ago, was it 10 years ago where Katie Couric had one done on the air with her husband
exactly.
because of that? And I just think it's still, I think it's still important.
It is. It's so, very important.
You know, that's good. Yeah. I just wanted to
anytime you can
your loved ones.
Prevent or save, do it. We got lucky in my family. Yeah.
Hey, amen. And so, Oscar, you're 5 years away. You don't have to worry about it for another 5 years, and you certainly don't want to do it earlier. I only get them. I've gotten them because I've got my digestive issues.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I already know how I'm going to ask Shannon. I'm going to say how much you love me. Like, are we a team here? Like, are we going to do this together?
I'm probably going to get in trouble now. I'm probably going to get in trouble. And she's my wife is feeling tremendously under the weather today.
Oh, no.
Because she got my son's death grip. We have the sick house. Maybe it had something to do with flying. Maybe it had something to do with the airport where there were 500,000 people. And I'll just say this. It was not Jamaica.
Have fun with
that. Have fun with that, Curious Georges. Mm. It was not Jamaica. I was not in Jamaica.
Okay.
I just wanted to pass that along. I was with Pauly Christine.
Ooh.
Oh!
Did you see his? I'm obsessing on that
did
guy.
You see his screen cap where he put his face next to your impression?
He
I thought
likes
you
being
did
the subject
a
of the
great
show, and I
job.
Like talking about him. Mm. I love the guy. I think the guy's a lot of fun. He's into the show. He seems like a guy that knows how to have fun.
Yeah.
I mean, his food pictures around the holidays were absolutely delightful. So more power to you, Pauly. More vacations, more pictures. I'm into it. I love it. That to me gives me a great deal of joy when people share their zest, their zeal for life. That's a good thing for me. So I'm very, very happy. But we are convinced that I believe I said to my wife today, "Hi, honey, how you feeling?" Oh yeah, terrible. She's got a doctor's appointment at 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
I said to her today, I said, "No more vacations ever. We're not going away. We're not going to go away.
What was the problem
with I don't want to be around anybody else. I just want to be here in our little tiny carriage house.
With your son being patient one, patient zero for the illness.
Very patient zero, still hacking on his way to school today.
Did he? Was he sick before he left, or when did he start showing symptoms?
He was a little, we thought that he was out of the woods, and then he went, get better, get worse, get better. We didn't prevent him from doing all the water activities that they do, and that probably exacerbated things. And then by Friday, we went on a snorkeling thing, and he that night that was the worst ever. And then we had to fly back the next day, that's when he was really sick. When he yacked all over Carla in the airport with the airport that accommodates 100 people with 3,000 people in it. As I said yesterday, that's the way it was. I think traveling in general, you hear about it a lot.
As a family, were you sharing one snorkel?
No, we were not. We all had our own individual snorkel.
Okay.
However, when we snorkeled, Carla and my little guy didn't do it very long because he's little and, you know, it's,
yeah,
just,
it's hard to snorkel as an adult.
We were literally out on a reef and,
Not in Jamaica.
And the thing
not
about
in the
it
Potomac.
Is,
we learned this yesterday.
Not in the Potomac. Mm. Here's the thing. I did the whole trip. I went with all the younger people and the guide. And I was, the oldest member of the crew. And I felt pretty good about that. And, it was a little embarrassing when the other boat came up next to me and said, look. And they were pointing at me. I don't know what that was about.
Well, if they didn't see you, they got the next trip free.
Yeah. Is it a ray? Is it a shark?
It's an albino king ray.
What is it? You know, and then I kind of looked up and gave them the thumbs up, and they were all disappointed. Oh, it's a guy.
It's a man.
It's a dude.
It was one of those disc jockey watching boats.
Was it?
And if you don't see a disc jockey,
we're going on a DJ watch. We're going on a DJ watch.
Oh, look,
it's going to be a lot of fun.
He's breaching.
Oh, my God. And what DJs do is we just roll on our back, get a little water in our mouth, and spit it out. You know, it's not like really breathing.
I was here 2 years ago, and I saw Mike Beach.
Hey, how you doing, darling? Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Did you see anything cool when you were snorkeling?
No. To be honest with you, no.
Sometimes it gets like so sandy.
Yeah, no, it was phenomenal. It was gorgeous. Bristol. It was good. And really a lot of the same sized fish. Nothing scary.
Right.
Nothing. One unusual fish kind of looked like a had a little trumpet long nose. Almost looked like a kind of like a seahorse, but a long version.
Neat.
Of it.
Oh, cool.
You know, it was. But it was. It
colorful.
Was a cool. Well, yeah. Or unbelievably.
That's cool.
Colorful. One particular fish that was a kind of an aqua green color that was just beautiful. But it was. And I was just, you know. That you're still out there in the water,
sure.
And you know what you become aware of when you do this? You become aware of the current controlling
it, yeah.
Controlling where you're going.
Yeah,
I had flippers on, and I still felt like the Mother Nature of the sea is going to take me where she wants me mm-hmm. to go.
Power.
And a couple of times, you know, you'll sit there and you're working your legs and you're working your arms, and you're like, okay, you know, if there was a stronger current, you know, I've seen the movies like, what's the one where the people get dropped off in the scuba gear and they leave without them, and they're out in the middle of the ocean. They made a sequel to
I know what you're talking about,
it.
Yeah.
Right, so, the movie where they finally get attacked by sharks.
Yes, yes. They're left behind.
They're left behind.
Yes.
You get the sense of, if you were really in a strong current, that its current is everything. That's where
you can't find it.
And by the way, and on Alcohol Island, I should point out too, the reef you could see from the shore, and it actually looked a little bit like Castaway, where you could see the clear water, and then out way out the big breaking waves.
That's neat.
And that's where we went, and it really was. And of course, I was thinking shark time. I'm like shark, but there were no
reef
sharks.
Shark.
I asked the guide, the lady. Who you know, who was really, really terrific leading everybody through this. I said, what's the most amazing thing you've seen? And she said, a giant ray. She saw a giant ray that was like the size of a Volkswagen one time.
Wow.
That was there. So it was very, very cool. And it was one of the and the fact that I did it was good too. I did it. I was, you know, I mean,
I'm an active vacation.
It is.
It was an active vacation, but you know, that was about it. You know, other than that. The only activity was in my elbow joint, you know, just going
vacation.
But
your mid muscling
muscles.
We're
not going to do it. I don't think we're going to ever do another biggie like this. I just don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to be the sick house when we come back. I don't want to feel like this after, you know. After
but you've 7 days. You've always wanted to see Paris.
My batteries are going to be. Yes, I've always wanted to see France.
Yeah,
you've been to France,
yes,
right?
You should go to Paris. Paris is a wonderful
everybody
city.
Travels. I certainly learned that on this trip. Everybody travels now.
Yeah,
you know. I mean, it's there were a gazillion people there, all leaving at the same exact time because
Sunday.
We're
right?
Americans. Yeah, what? Excuse me.
Now, flying back Sunday.
I know that it's probably fresh in your mind that it was the sickness is no good, but are you saying you'll never go back to Ireland?
The mother country.
I just think that obviously I experienced a petri dish of some kind,
yeah,
and I do not share the love of travel that other people I know love. There are people that love to, Oscar, you love to travel, right?
I don't mind it, but I also don't know the perils of travel as far as I've never been stuck somewhere for days, or if I'm
you've never had a really horrible experience.
Right. Yeah, and I don't feel like I guess I also am very good at rolling with the punches. I expect the worst. I remember one time I flew to Mexico City, and I got off like from DC to Mexico, and because I'm an idiot and I was 18, I forgot my passport, and they had to put me back on a plane, fly me back to DC, pick up my passport, fly back to Mexico City.
Well, you know, and you rolled with it.
I was like, eh. My fault.
And I'm here to say this, and I want my wife to hear this, okay? Because I'm saying it.
Yeah.
When it comes to traveling, I am a certified AB, and that is a new term that I'm calling myself, an ass brat.
Ass
I am
brat.
An ass brat.
Yeah.
I am a severe. Yes, he's got the name of the show. I am a severe ass.
It's
brat.
All caps on
this
that.
This is
pony.
Going it doesn't into Urban Dictionary.
It does not take much for the ass brat in me to come out. It was the lady at the JetBlue counter.
Well, it's not a new phenomenon. You know, you've always said that I'm fun to travel with, but I always sort of took you on
as
that
I'm a bit of a prick when
I
travel.
But I take you on as a project. When we used to have those miserable trips that we would leave Fairfax at 6:45 to get to National for the last flight out of the night to fly to some place in the West Coast.
Right.
Nobody was happy. But if I could get you laughing, that was part of the job. That was fun because you're not
if you consider it part of the job, I think you do it so well. Traveling with Rob is
one
of the great joys of my life. I mean, we couldn't, when we traveled for work, and we did it a lot back
in the late stage.
We did it a lot. Traveling with Rob and, you know, even like when we're on the road and we all meet in a particular city, you know, going to a show, Rob is the nonstop jester. And when Rob's not around, Carla's not.
Okay.
So when I'm in there and I'm dealing with this lady, and Carla's absolutely right that I am a certifiable ass brat when it comes to it. And when we're
did
when
she
we're
coin
caring
the phrase
little,
or did you?
I did. I made it up. I'm an ass brat.
Nice.
You know, I'm an ass. Like look, I it takes a little longer to check the bags. Then I see the big line for security. Then it's really, really hot. Then there are no seats
available.
Does
the ass brat do a lot of deep sighs?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. And not size, because size
wrong,
are what the size are what the deep size are what the old ladies do down here.
Oh, right? Okay.
But I do like that's what I do. That's like that's the line
like a
Carla
fight
hates.
Break outside. It's
just you'll hear me go, oh boy. Or I will do the stage whisper like I said, yeah, that'll help you get there quicker. When somebody's more of an ass brat. And by the way, I know I'm being an ass brat.
Sure.
I know I'm being an ass brat, and I see people that are more ass bratty than me, you know? And then there'll be periods of time where I will go zen and I will try to be very, very cool and very chill. Mm. It's much easier on the way into a place than it is on the way home.
However, if you have to apply yourself to being zen,
I have to always apply myself to being zen. I have to do it during the show.
It defeats the purpose of being zen.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
What,
yeah.
What makes you
zen is supposed to be effortless, correct?
Yeah, that should be your resting point.
What makes you difficult, Mike, as a person makes you a fantastic broadcaster.
Well, I think that, too, that I'm saying to myself, this will make for a great story.
Yeah, sure.
And I take every negative bit of energy and I funnel it right back into this broadcast. And that's why a lot of people will say, oh, there he is. You know, the show used to be funny. Now it is Mike complaining about it. Lick my bag. Lick my Irish bag.
Did you check that bag?
It's what I do. I'm an ass brat.
A sparkling clean ass brat.
And I'm polyp free, okay?
Attaboy.
That's the way it goes. All right, we have to take a break. But anyway.
Thank you for sharing.
Yes.
Thanks. It's great to be polyp free, you know? And by the way, that's an innocent word for something that could be very bad for your health.
That's
a polyp.
True. Polyp.
You know that. By the way, you asked me what fish I saw on the reef. Blue polyps.
Blue polyps
all over the. Yes, it was wonderful. We'll take a break.
Right,
come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Golden Globe winning actor Jeff Bridges coming to you from deep beneath the sea. And when I need anything, I always use the TMOS Shopping Center. It's the best, man. Super far out. Whether it's Target, Macy's, or Walmart, I get everything I need just by clicking the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. So whether it's krill or blowhole grease or eyebrow scissors for my brother Bo, I always get a whale of a deal. Plus, I love supporting the dudes at TMOS. It's groovy, man. So hit the TMOS website and spend some dough, or I might swallow you whole. Yeah, man.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Joybird. Joybird is online furniture shopping that lets you create the space and furniture that bring you joy. With Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture made to your unique tastes. Turn your ideas into reality with hundreds of styles, colors, fabrics, and options. They have a wide range of kid and pet-friendly upholstery options, plus free personal design consultants to achieve your perfect design. Each Joybird piece is made by hand with care and precision, Rob Spiewak.
I come from a furniture family.
Yes, true. You do.
And the thing that I love about Joybird, it's like going to 1,000 furniture stores without ever having to leave your house. They have everything and easy to construct exactly what you want. I love this website.
Here's another cool thing. Every piece comes with a limited lifetime warranty. All you have to do is try the 365-day home trial.
It's almost a year.
Sit on it, sleep on it, and break it in. If you don't, stop it. You got me on that one. Try the 365-day home trial. Sit on it, sleep on it, and break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return it for a full refund. Plus, hassle-free in-home delivery. They'll even remove all the packing materials. See how Joybird is revolutionizing online furniture shopping. Create the furniture that brings you joy at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code TMOS. And we thank you. All right, let's get to it because we haven't done it in 2 days. It is time for the mailbag.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry we were tardy with that, but it is now all about you, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get right to it. Tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hey, Rob, online, did you see anybody that they posted that, I think it was the Nicholas Brothers 75 years ago that were dancing with Cab Calloway, that
amazing,
that incredible amazing one shot they did of that
with
that
the
dance
levels
troupe.
Yeah.
Unprecedented tap performance.
And also, you know, it's funny, I got into a Sammy Davis mode recently because Mobituaries, there's a new podcast with the guy from CBS Sunday Morning, Moraka.
Everybody's running around talking about Mobituaries.
And he did an episode about Sammy. So I did some YouTubing, and there was a 75th anniversary something where Sammy danced with one of the Nicholas Brothers. They're older, but still fantastic.
Incredible.
So much fun to watch tap dancing.
So strong. So, and they, you know, they all weighed about 85 pounds.
That's it.
And they
were
made of granite. Yeah. Incredible. If you get a chance to check out, just Google the Nicholas Brothers. And watch them. I mean, just amazing. It's an oldie but goodie. I think it was some anniversary of of their dance.
So number. Great. So great.
Hello, friends. Here's our first letter. Tonight at dinner, my wife and son were talking about a video game called Five Nights at Freddy's, except they were calling it by the acronym FNAF. FNAF. I immediately pulled up YouTube and showed them the sinus clearing scene from The Odd Couple with Jack Lemmon. My wife thought it was vaguely amusing. Oh, I'm sorry that she's that way. But my 9-year-old said that was awesome. Thought you might appreciate that. David Smigilski?
I'd like to play this for Mrs. Smigilski.
Okay, Mrs. Smigilski, listen to this, Jack Lemmon.
Stop that, will you? What are you doing?
I'm trying to clear up my ears. Nah, you create a pressure inside your head. It opens up the eustachian tubes. Nah. 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 Nah.
I love that he played it in a restaurant. I hope he played it loud.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome. Dear TMOS, my wife's mother, Matha, suffered a terrible house fire on Friday, February 8th. First and foremost, everyone got out safely. But as you can imagine, it's quite a devastating and crippling loss. I can't imagine. It's got to be horrible. At some point during the day, TMOS Hall of Famer Jolene White started a GoFundMe and shared it with the fan club to help ease some of the initial financial stress related to such a loss. The TMOS family came to the rescue. The generosity showed to my family was truly overwhelming. We got the greatest listeners in the world. It chokes me up to think about how people whom I've never met opened up their hearts to us. I'm honored to call myself a member of this wacky and, dare I say, zany family, and I'm proud to say that now I truly do get it. I can't express enough how much this meant to us from the bottom of our hearts. We thank you all, and we wish you peace and joy. Love, Martha, Jay, Rob, Ben, and Jesse. Well, that's awful. Aww. Nice. Thank you for sharing
that. Thank
you, Jolene.
Thank you, Jolene, for organizing that. It's very sweet.
Our next letter says, Dear Mike, a few weeks ago, I had the greatest dream that I ever had. I wanted to share this with you because you played a starring role in it. Nothing sexual, I assure you. Well, all right.
Well,
I immediately go down to the bottom because I'm that way. I go see who the signature is.
Yeah, you were hoping for Ryan. Not Ryan, but maybe yes. Sally.
Thank you. We were all at a Red Sox game, and you were sitting on the third baseline, only a few rows up from the dugout. Sitting in your same row and just a few seats over from you was New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick.
Aren't dreams the greatest?
Oh, they're the best.
So good.
That in and of itself wasn't that significant. Things didn't get really interesting until you and Bill started to have a pillow fight.
Nothing sexual.
It wasn't a knockdown drag-out battle. Neither of you got out of your seat. You were just trading shots at each other. With each wild swing, drinks and snacks went flying out of the hands of the people sitting between the two of you. With each shot you traded, you were both becoming increasingly angry with each other. I woke up thinking about the look on your face as you were shifting in your seat to try to get as much of your weight behind the next vicious swing at him. I was lying in bed and giggling so much that it woke up my wife. Since this happened at 3:30 in the morning on the night before I had an important job interview, I took it as a good omen and rolled over and went back to sleep, wondering if you ever achieved your goal of knocking the self-righteousness out of Bill Belichick.
With a pillow.
By the way, the interview went well, and I just gave my 2 weeks' notice this morning with my current employer. Well, that's a happy ending.
That's a great ending, yeah.
Big win.
And thank you. Regards, Ryan Zdanowicz.
Zdanowicz.
Zdanowicz. What is it?
Zdanowicz.
Zdanowicz from Long Island. Got some interesting names from Eastern Europe today.
My people, right along, Mike. They're my people.
They're you. That's why you pronounce the name so easily. Hi, guys. I have followed your show in all its incarnations since I first accidentally ran across it on a Sacramento station in the early 2000s. I was instantly hooked, so much so that when I went to Washington, D.C. in 2007, I made it a point to stop for lunch at O'Mara's in Manassas just to see it. There it is. Charlie? There we go. I started listening to the podcast in 2017 and became a bonus show subscriber soon after. Even though there is stress and uncertainty in my life, TMOS is always there. It provides a huge comfort that I can't adequately express. God, people are nice. I can't thank Oscar, Mike, and Rob enough for what you guys do for me and thousands more every day. But I'll try. By the way, this February, where normally people are kind of like that, I've gotten some of the most incredible feedback personally from people. It's gratifying and it's nice. I like the vibe going into 2019. I say that now because I'm getting happy. Now something horrible will happen.
Hey, no polyps.
Anyway, I can't thank you enough, but I'll try. Thank you and keep up the funny. Brent in Napa, California. Thank you, Brent. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Next letter says, my dearest Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, Maddie, and the rest. I have been an avid listener to all of you in some form or another since my time at the University of Maryland 1 million years ago. Anywho, I've noticed that Mike likes to bandy about the term mallet head when someone screws up. Thank you. I find this odd because as a fellow former New Englander, we always used the term mullet head. Well, I didn't. Now it's not mullet like the bad haircut, but mullet like the stupid fish. Found in abundance in the icy waters of the North Atlantic. Example, after I come back into the house shivering, wearing nothing but a long-sleeve shirt, my dad asked me why the hell I'm not wearing a coat in February. I explained that it isn't my fault because Mike said it was a balmy 72 degrees outside. After staring at me for what seems like hours, he turns away, shaking his head ruefully and muttering, mullet head. My question, as always, what gives? I await your reply. Peace in the Middle East, Joey Parsons. Here's what I think, Joey.
Yeah.
I think I've heard mullet head probably. You're probably right about that. But I've never really been aware of it. And so a mallet is a big, dull tool.
Hammer, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A big hammer that's kind of a dull hammer. A mallet.
Gallagher. Yeah.
And I think of dull, and that's why I say mallet head. But
I think Webster's would say both acceptable.
Well, and Joey, thank you for really up a great term that I like to use because of your anal retentive garbage. Thank you very much. But
Joey, stop
being a mallet head. All right, I'm with your dad on that. All right, mullet, mallet, you're both. Thank you. Anyway, I don't know why that pissed me off.
Well,
no,
because it's fascinating. Because if there is not a mallet head, and it is mullet head, and you've been saying mallet head all these years,
I'm not sure though. I'm not sure, and there's not enough evidence in this letter that it's mullet.
As someone who is not a New Englander, hearing both terms, all things equal, mallet head is better.
Let me look that up while we continue reading.
Thank you. I hold in my hand the final letter.
Woo!
Thank you.
Hi-oh!
May a syphilitic hamster crawl up your uncle's hoop skirt.
I-oh.
TMOS, Saturday Night Live sucks. Minus a few sketches over the last 25 years, we are all left disappointed week after week. Is that true?
So true.
Is that
so true?
It is a land of suck. You know, it really is. There's only one thing I can think of to bring a smile to our face. Can Rob please play Buckwheat Sings? Respectfully, Dan Cortez of Salt Lake City, Utah. Yeah, one of the great bits of all time. You know, Buckwheat, when Eddie Murphy had that wonderful role on Saturday Night Live, imitating the Little Rascals character.
I think
right?
It's from 1982. With your approval, I'll play a snippet of it now.
All right, let's listen to Buckwheat Sings from Eddie Murphy.
Be times I made it.
Yes, they're all here.
Working for nub in all the wrong places. Working for nub.
Once Buckwheat sings a song, it's eternally his.
It died. Dead a diver. Dan on the dad. It died. Man a day
Eddie so that's Murphy. Eddie Murphy, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Congratulations. Mullet Head is in the dictionary, and it is a stupid person, and you win. Mallet and Mullet Head are both acceptable.
Oh, really? Mallet and Mullet are
yes.
both acceptable?
Yes.
Does it have a preferred?
And they're both in the dictionary? They're both or is in the mullet? Dictionary.
They're both there.
Are they both
they're
in
both
there?
They're both there. A stupid person Yay! For both of them.
Yay!
Yes.
That's a big win. Yay. All right, Joey, you're right. I'm right. Thank you very much. Now we have the explanation. We have to take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been suffering from hysteria, extended periods of boredom, laughing so hard you pee a little, fear of the end of another show, androphobia, fear of men, confusion about the TMOS world, confusion about the non-TMOS world, hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia, the irrational need to play Overwatch for hours a day, any characteristics that intern Mac possesses, mania, binge drinking beer and whiskey, old age, douchebag 30s, and extreme hatred of intern promos. As a result of listening to the Mike O'Meara Show, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Please, don't wait. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package today to receive free legal advice. Visit the TMOS website now to subscribe. And remember, you are entitled to entertainment.
Amen. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Brought to you by Brandless. Oh, do I love this company, Brandless.
Woo! Yeah.
Why battle crowds at the big box stores only to pay a premium price for disappointing quality? Man, that says it all about this company. Let me tell you something.
Right on.
I like these guys. Brandless. They cut out the middleman, but they deliver just what matters at simple, fair prices, and it is quality. That's what it's about at Brandless. It's not about the flash. It's not about the marketing. It is about the quality. They offer better options for the things you care about. They sell everything, and the website is a thing of beauty for browsing.
Yeah.
Brandless offers better-for-you items at a better price, shipped directly to you. You get higher-quality products at a more affordable price, all without having to leave your home. You want to know why you get that price? Because it's Brandless.
Mm.
Because they are not wasting money on the stuff that doesn't matter. Plus, Brandless gives back. Every time you check out at Brandless, they donate a meal to someone facing hunger. This is a modern company. This is a forward-thinking company, and I love, love, love being associated with them. It's awesome. They provide millions of meals a year through their partnership with Feeding America. That's the nation's largest domestic hunger relief organization. Right now, our listeners can receive free shipping on orders of $48 or more at Brandless. I have a set of knives that I got from Brandless.
Yeah, how are you loving those?
They are so durable and such quality. They're not like anything I've ever had, and that's why I fell in love with the company. Go to brandless.com/TMOS to see our favorites and receive free shipping on orders of $48 or more. Don't wait a second longer. Go to brandless.com/TMOS to see our favorites and receive free shipping on orders of $48 or more. Start enjoying the high-quality products you deserve today. How? Let's get to it now because you guys had your art auction the other night.
Yes.
You know, it was weird because Oscar texted me and...
Well, you texted hello, welcome back, fellas.
Yeah.
I said, welcome back, looking forward to seeing you. And then it's like, Rob and I are at the art show. And I said, what?
I didn't understand. And we're engaged.
Yeah. And we're engaged. I forgot that you two have teamed up for what, 4 years, 3 years?
You've been doing it even longer than that, haven't you?
This is my sixth year, but this is our fourth year with Rob.
Yeah, and this is the first year we've swapped before, but this is the first year we literally co-hosted, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, actually, now, this is the second year we've co-hosted.
I talked to Julia. She said you weren't there that year.
No, Rob, we've done it before because I actually look back at my time hop. And I remember you dressed up for the last one.
Okay, well, yes. It must have been
is this a great year for me then.
And the first time your wife didn't come with, Julia didn't come with you.
Okay, that explains it then. Yeah, okay.
Who do you think has a better memory of this, me or Rob?
Rob's got a photographic memory about show history.
But lately he's been spotty.
No, but you're all when it comes to memory, because I'm the recipient of this all the time. you do this all the time. You go, no. This is what happened. And you think you can get away with that? So I'm going with Rob on this
one. But no, he says cop to it.
If he has it on time hop, I'm sure that's fine.
Well, you don't do conflict as well as he does. Fight him on it a little bit. No, you're full of crap.
We have actually had this conversation offline.
Yes.
Because I remember that the first time I asked Rob to step in was because I was going to ESPN.
Right. And then there was the second time. I do think...
You were sick.
I got sick last year and could not do it. Yes. I had the flu, and so I think
the first year did Julia come to it?
I think I've only been
came
once.
To it.
Oh, okay,
I think I've only been once, but I'd like to see what time hop evidence.
We'll
you
figure
have.
It out.
But in any case, it is if you want to think of it, it's sort of like a fantasy football draft, but instead of football players, you're drafting pieces of artwork. There is a gallery with 620 random pieces of art.
Yeah, it's a raffle for high and one of a kind.
Beautiful,
piece
beautiful stuff.
All right, if I go to this thing,
yes.
What am I plunking down as far as cash?
Roughly $175 for a ticket, and
I believe that will get you. Actually, it's like I think it's $175 will get you two seats and one draft.
One draft,
yeah.
Yes.
So you get one item,
one pick
for
from
that.
The raffle,
and everything is valued at more than $175.
So if I buy a ticket for $175,
yeah,
I get two seats.
Yep.
And I get one piece of art?
Yep. Yes.
I will go home with
an original piece of art.
That the art is donated to the Art League, which is housed at the Torpedo Factory in Alexandria.
The Patrons Art Show.
Used to be an actual Torpedo Factory, but now it's an art space.
I'm remembering this because you guys have talked about it before. So because it's a raffle, you pick your, what do people do? Pick their 1 through 10 as far as what they want?
Some people are better at it than others. What you do is you go to the gallery.
Explain that to me. How
you
does
go
that
to the,
work?
You go to the gallery and you browse your piece of art and write down the numbers you like.
But they have an app as well. I'm sorry, tickets are $225. Let's be clear about that. $225.
Right, so it's not cheap. It's a good fundraiser. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But so you pick the items out by number, and then there is an app you can download to keep track of
them.
You
can rank your, like if it within the actual... day your art, I would say you pick at least 30 just in case they're already picked by the time your name is called.
Keep in mind there's 620 names called, so there's stuff starts disappearing.
So people say pick 30 things,
right.
And out of that when you raffle them off, if your number comes up, I'm confused.
It's actually you pick out all the items you want. There's all the art that's in the gallery, and then it starts. And a name is called.
So we'll say
a big
Oscar
screen will come up. And
Santana,
it'll say,
item number 171 of the 600 is now gone.
Yeah, he'll draft number 171, so that item is now his.
So then you go into your app, you say, that's
so if you're the first person whose name gets called.
First dibs.
Everything.
And do people go, so early on, like in the first 10 names called, do people go badass because
they've
gotten
piece.
A treasure that they really a one-of-a-kind item?
Something that could be worth thousands of dollars.
Yeah, literally.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
All original stuff.
If I was up there, that'd be fun.
And it is really fun, and there's a couple things at play, though. Oscar did, like, the first hunk of names.
Yes.
I did a big hunk in the middle, and then he did the last 100. By the time you get to the last 100...
Were you wearing
100,
a tuxedo? Because Oscar sent me a picture.
I was.
He looked wonderful.
Right. Oscar was wearing a smart outfit.
Yes. I didn't wear a tux because it was a little snug, and I was like, I'm not going to subject myself this year.
So when you say smart outfit, what, a suit?
No, not a suit.
Dress shoes, some...
It's bad when he leaves with
pants,
the shoes.
Slides. Am I sensing some frustration that you felt overdressed because
underdressed? Actually, this is the first time that I went tuxedo, and it was actually at Oscar's suggestion, because he said that in the past, the host has worn a tuxedo.
Yeah.
And I said, okay.
He looked great. He looked like a 10. He looked like a 10.
And so, but I thought Oscar would at least pony up with a tie.
Nah.
I mean, you know, you can get really fat and the tie still fits.
Have you ever felt like this isn't going to work today. This is as good as it gets. Have you ever felt that walking out?
And if you know the room and you know it's going to be okay.
And the years passed.
And he is the tuxedo master
He was going to make up for anything. And it was my contention that I was going, as Shannon told me, she said, this is your fault. Your fault. Tux should fit a little better. You're embarrassed.
Yeah, he's Mike. He's between sizes.
Yes.
Have you gained weight again?
Gained a little weight, yeah, Mike.
It's winter weight. Yeah. You're gaining winter weight.
Sure. Yeah, otherwise, he'd be freezing.
So, I made the audible.
Winter weight.
I could go.
That's
and
right.
I could go in a coat that does not fit me now, 2 weeks later, or I could go with just a dress shirt, and I'll be fine. I'll be comfortable because I'm standing up there.
But I'd like to restate the fact that no matter how fat you get, a tie still fits.
Yeah, but you know what? I watched Regis and Kelly Lee on Monday, and now it's got Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, Ryan and Kelly Lee, yeah.
And Ryan Seacrest is so skinny now and wears such skinny suits that his feet, he was wearing like white sneaker feet, and they looked like Mickey Mouse feet from the olden days. You know those feet?
Yeah,
you know where the feet are so giant?
Yeah.
And I'm watching both of them in their tiny little chairs, and they're all wizened up like praying manti that are sitting in there.
Because when you're that skinny, you can't keep any fluid.
No, it's all angles and bones and limbs.
I'm not the bit that I'm a skinny man that now is, I'm not a fat guy. It's just the clothes that are built for me do not fit me as they should.
And because you've gained weight.
Yeah, and if I'm going to stand up there for 3 hours, I don't want to be uncomfortable for those 3 hours.
Long event. Yes, I will give you that. And so Oscar did.
But next year I will wear a nice jacket for you.
Excellent. I'd like that.
You're good.
And I'll wear the same tuxedo if I can button it. So
you know what? I think that's such a nice event. Like, give me a little heads up, and I'd love to attend
Mike,
it. One
you should come.
There
I'd love
are
to
multiple
fly in for it.
Couples that fly up from Florida just for this event.
Yep.
Really?
That I met at the show.
And there are also couples that will buy 5 and 6 tickets just for themselves so they can get the art they want.
I was saying to Carla, you know, while we were on vacation, I said, you know, this is nice, but what I'd really like to do is fly to D.C. in February.
Well, Mike, if you read all the travel guides,
this is for charity.
All the travel guides say, if you want to see Old Town Alexandria, go on President's Day weekend.
Yes.
That's they say.
How about this? I'll come up for the Super Bowl at Jimmy's and I'll stay the whole month.
That'll be
great. Or you just buy a ticket and then we'll be your proxy. You look online.
Can I do that?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And can I look at the art online?
It's all online. Yeah.
I'll do. I commit to you. I will do that next year.
I'll give you a heads
and
up.
Let's promote it.
It sells out every year.
Let's promote it next year.
Yeah. And I would like to. I'd like to apologize for giving Oscar grief on his outfit because he did take the bullet and did the hardest part because there's two things at play. The last 100 names. Mm-hmm. That means that literally 5/6 of the pieces have been called. So the odds of you getting something you like are very slim.
Your top 30 is gone.
Plus, everybody's drinking. Everybody's
and
drinking.
And so nobody's interested.
No, they're interested, but they're distracted. So you'll get.
And they're a little angry, probably,
a little
frustrated.
Later in the evening.
So, yeah, you know, you're 500 names, 520 names in. You've been there for 4 hours. The name comes up. I go, Matthew Bloom. And he'll go, 209. And it comes up, red slash. 607.
Like it's been taken. They haven't
slash.
Kept track.
And that's when the other 599 people that are in the room start going,
boo. It's fun.
But it is a great energy.
It's like Thunderdome.
It is.
So they turn.
They turn, but
though they know you've been there before, they
so
turn on you.
We are so used to that.
Yeah.
That it's like we almost feed off the crowd. Now, I discourage.
I wear their scorn as a badge of honor.
I try my best to keep some sort of decorum because, you know, I know the people that are running this place.
Sure.
It's a class place.
I've known them for years, and they just want to get through the names.
Right.
Now, Rob, will you discuss some intel that you found out, and then I can give you my take, and I'll ask Mike's take as well.
I will say that it was, all told, a marvelous evening. It went well. We brought it in probably ahead of schedule.
I also did the after auction. I stayed.
Oh, you did?
Because the lady that usually does the after auction wasn't able to be there, so.
So it starts at 5.
We did our part.
And I brought my daughter, who loves art, because she's going to be a graphic design major.
Do we get visual at the event? Do we get any kind of... is there a Mike O'Mara show logo or anything?
Oh, that's how they promote us. Okay, from the Mike O'Mara show.
Just want to make sure we're getting there, because you guys did a lot of work for this.
So we go in, and Julia is allowed to browse the gallery to choose the item. I let her choose our piece of art. And then she is escorted back to literally the VIP area, which is a small studio off the main floor.
The underwriters and donors, the big donors for this event.
The big cheeses are there.
The family, the hedge fund that underwrites this, the private family that's there. Yes.
All right. So your daughter's back there.
Yeah. So we're back there, and Oscar does the first 200 names, and it goes it's an easy start. Everyone's on their game. Everyone gets started, and he's moving. He mispronounces maybe a few names, but he says all the numbers right. And so we get through it, and then there's a short break, and I get up there.
Yeah.
And I said, Julia, you know, we haven't been called yet. Make sure you know, aware of what's going on. Just sit here. Oscar will be back to sit with you in a little bit and enjoy. I'll come back after the break. She said, okay. I do maybe 300, 350 numbers. And mine is, I will say this, more shtick-laden than Oscar for two reasons.
Right.
Because that's how I operate. And also because now that we're getting further into the drinking evening, there's more need for padding. There is more need for padding.
Okay.
Because people are not even like initially responding to their own name. It's like I said to you, Mike O'Mara. Yeah. There's a pause.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing some of that.
Now, the art league does not serve this. People BYOB.
It's BYOB.
They do what they want. They bring little snacks.
Right. Coolers and the whole deal. So there are two lovely ladies that are seated back in the VIP section, and about two or three names into my part of the evening, one of them turns to the other and says, if he doesn't shut up, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock. And then about 10 more names get called. And he says, he won't shut up. And Julia said she was really close to leaning over and saying, how do you think my dad's doing? But she didn't because she's got some more decorum than her old man. After about 25 names, one of
people
the ladies actually
stands. Why don't you get up there, bitch?
And actually goes up and says, she stands in the little private area and says, I'm going to speak to someone about this guy. Mm. And she storms out.
Wow.
Now, Mike.
And frankly, I couldn't be more thrilled.
I was mortified. And I actually agree with the young lady.
Oh, no.
The older lady.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you why.
Oh, no. You're taking the side of the client.
Management.
As usual.
We don't get paid. We don't get paid. This is we got a ticket. I used to go to the show beforehand. I don't mind paying for a ticket.
Right.
Okay.
This is a fun event. Now, Rob, I will say, as soon as you got up for the actual calling of names, the open was fantastic.
Right.
A lot of energy. Mm-hmm. You were the Rob I know. But as soon as you got up, and I could see from a distance because I'm on the mezzanine looking down before I went to hang out with your daughter. And I looked at him, and Rob walked up with a beer bottle in his hand to the front of the room. And I was like, ruh-roh. Because I'm up there with a water bottle the entire time. I've never actually remember seeing someone up there with an actual alcoholic drink.
Was Rob drinking?
Rob was drinking.
Not drinking.
No, Rob was drinking because as soon as he said he had his opening salvo, I was like, oh, there's some shtick. And then I like stood back and I was like, oh, it can't be. He's going to have fun. Like, kind of weird that he has a beer bottle at the front because no one else is even drinking in front of him.
Right.
You know, but, you know, this is for charities.
Sure.
They don't really advertise, hey, let's drink.
Right.
Right.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, all right, that's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. All right, he's going to get to the names. So there is a window of time where Rob, and you probably didn't realize this, there was art that was already called. We were ready for the next name, and the name just sat there and hung there while you were doing your shtick.
Oh, I see.
And I was like, he's got to get to the name. Like, we got to get through 600-plus people and then them picking their art. Mm-hmm. So I would say that if you were looking at efficiencies, some of your shtick got in the way of actually getting to the name of the person that should be called. Now, were you more of a showman? Yes, 100%. Some of your dad jokes made me laugh. You enjoyed the booing of the crowd to you as they booed to all your jokes.
Yeah, stage right was a much angrier portion of the crowd than stage left. There was a pocket
stage right.
So you wear
their sworn as a badge of honor.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
You dig it.
But it's not about you. It's about getting through the names.
Well, that could be said, and I take that with a huge grain of Bolivian salt.
Is he going to be invited back?
Well, I haven't heard any feedback. And again, this is a volunteer position, so what are you going to do, right? You get what you pay for.
Right.
I feel that I will be invited back, but I will say
this. Did anyone speak to you at the end of the evening?
Yeah, I got thanks from everybody.
Yeah, you got nice thank you.
Mm-hmm. They said, if Oscar could have been a little more like you, maybe it would have been better. I got that a lot.
So I didn't say I didn't really. So Rob let me know about his daughter's situation because I didn't hear. I came after the fact.
Right.
So, but I did hear. This is so bad. This is why you can't work with us. This is why we're monsters.
No, like, we're not. This is why we're all friends. Right,
go ahead. Let me hear it.
I did hear from a few of the patrons. They as I was walking back to the front, they said, "Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. You're up now?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm up now. We're just gonna get through these real quick." They're like, "Oh, thank God." I was like, "No." I was like, "We're having a good time. Rob's having a good time." They're like, "Yeah, let's just get through these names." And I was like, "Okay."
So what is thank God?
Were you aware of this before this?
No.
So I didn't say anything to Rob.
You weren't aware.
I am so glad that the religious contingent was praising our Lord that I was off the stage. I think that's nice.
Wow. So I look back.
Some people bring
you
joy.
You obviously got the feedback from your daughter. You know that.
I didn't hear about that feedback till Monday.
Mike, so you're putting it together.
I'm just putting it together now.
Some people bring joy by being there, and some people bring joy by leaving. And I guess I was the latter because thank God. Right. It's Oscar.
Would you modify your act next year?
Not a syllable.
Would you drink a little less?
No, I had 3 beers the whole night.
You had nothing. A flask with you, for God's sake.
Yeah, but I never hit it.
Okay.
I came home with a full flask.
You had a flask?
Just in case.
All right, there we go. That's, you know what? We may have to revisit this while I process it. This was not what I expected. I certainly didn't know this was going to happen.
I sat back, and I was sitting next to Julia, and I sat in my head. And Julia was very sweet and very proper. But I sat there and I said, if this was my father, I would be mortified.
Oh, she's seen worse than that on that day. Yeah.
Boy, I would love to be able to get another person on. I'd love to get somebody from the art auction that we could interview. That would be because I'd like to get clarity on this. I'd like to get closure. It might be fun.
Thank God Oscar was there to save it.
No, I didn't save anything. I was boring and I was efficient. You were a showman.
I'm not sure you were either boring or efficient.
Okay, we will visit this tomorrow. This is going to come up again. We'll take a break and come back with more fun. News you may not need next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, Joe, I lived with Todd Moore for almost 10 years. And look at you guys now.
Well, we used to get drunk every night, and then he would wake up and make apps that would make him into a millionaire. And I would wake up and watch Price is Right and eat Hot Pockets.
You didn't even watch him make the apps?
Dude, Planko. RobinJoeShow.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and on the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Yeah, I watched, when I was surfing, we'll talk about that tomorrow as well. I watched Get Me Roger Stone, documentary on Roger Stone. Good choice, Todd. Yeah. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS bonus package.
Yes.
So as you know, I had a colonoscopy yesterday. Did I enjoy it? No, not really. I'll be honest with you. It was a literal pain in the ass. Ha ha ha. Get it? Ha ha ha. Sigh. Number 234. You know what else is a pain in the ass? Running out of TMOS shows to listen to. I mean, only 5 shows a week seems kind of stingy. More would be better, right? So, if you order the bonus show, you'll have more TMOS. Choose more, bitches. Remember, the future of our show depends on it, so go ahead and get it. It's the bonus show. It's on the website. Go get it. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
News.
Boo. I wrote a whole new one.
Make sure we get to it.
Lady Gaga will be attending the Oscars solo this weekend.
Oh!
She and her fiancé, Christian Carino, have broken up. Oh, no.
That's sad, right?
Source says they actually split a little while ago. Quote, it just didn't work out. Relationships, sometimes end. There's no long dramatic story. There's been speculation about the relationship ever since the Grammys. Christian wasn't there with her. She wasn't wearing her engagement ring, and she didn't thank him in her acceptance speech. I am a huge fan of Lady Gaga. I think she's just incredible. I'd love to see her win in the Academy Awards, but I will tell you, I would imagine that she might be a bit of a handful.
I don't see that at all.
You don't see that at all. Thank you. While police continue to investigate what really happened in Jussie Smollett's situation in Chicago last month, Jussie's role in Empire is being cut back.
Oh, boy.
That's a tell. The show is currently filming the last few episodes of season 5, and Jussie's scenes have been reportedly slashed from the script. No changes will be made to episodes that have already been shot, though. Meanwhile, there's now talk that police are investigating whether Jussie sent that threatening letter to himself as well. Mm-hmm. So this is growing hair. A lot of people jumped on the bandwagon, including my favorite presidential candidate, that said, you know, this was a lynching and stuff like that. This is bad stuff because it's looking like there's a chance he lied.
Set it up. This,
and maybe more than a chance.
So, I say let's replace him with Oscar. Mm. Thank God.
Yeah. Why are you so mad at me?
Thank you.
We had a lot of fun. Thank you, Mike, for sharing.
I'd really love to get to the bottom of this a little bit more. I'd like to know.
We had listeners.
You are representing
Mike,
the show.
Mike,
after
we
all.
Had listeners there. Of this show.
Yes.
So they could write in or they could call
in. Yes,
write
in. If you'd like to call in, if you'd like to volunteer, I would love a listener to call and just let me know what really happened there.
Please.
And just how damaged my brand was at this art auction.
I don't think your brand was tough.
Someone dug up a Rob, you're going to love this.
Yeah,
this
please.
One's for you. Somebody dug up a John Wayne interview from Playboy in 1971.
Mm. First of all, how weird is it to think of John Wayne being in Playboy? Doesn't that seem like worlds that should never intersect?
Well, he, you know, we've played stuff from him before where he's kind of the hyphen.
Yeah.
You know, he's, this might not surprise people, but he was kind of a racist. Or maybe a lot racist.
Oh.
I'll let you be the judge. Here's some quotes. While he said that blacks were right to have resentment and to dissent, he added, quote, I believe in white supremacy until the blacks are educated to a point of responsibility.
Oh, no.
That's the Duke, John Wayne. Here's another quote. I don't believe in giving authority and positions of leadership and judgment to irresponsible people. He also said, quote, the academic community has developed certain tests that determine whether blacks are sufficiently equipped scholastically. This is the, this is True Grit. This is you, John Wayne.
No.
Here's another quote. And some blacks have tried to force the issue to enter college when they haven't passed the tests and don't have the requisite background. As for black actors, he said he cast them in, quote, proper roles, quote, I had a black slave in the Alamo, and I had a correct number of blacks in the Green Berets. So John Wayne, the Duke, seemed
so
to...
So was this like an unpublished, or was this a real published interview
know.
In Playboy?
The man was born in 1907.
But he added, quote, I don't go as far as hunting for positions for them. I think the Hollywood studios are carrying their tokenism a little too far.
Wow.
He's
total bigot. Of his time. Now, the real question is this.
Yes.
Is when this interview came out.
Right.
Why didn't anybody
1971.
Say, yeah, why didn't anybody say anything then?
Yeah. Well, it's 1971. That's probably why.
Yeah.
Wayne seemed to have even less respect for Native Americans. Quote, I don't feel we did wrong in taking this great country away from them. Our so-called stealing of this country from them was just a matter of survival.
Wow.
The Duke. There were a great numbers of people who needed new land, and the Indians were selfishly trying to keep it for themselves.
This surprises me because I always thought he was...
racist and homophobic.
Well, yeah, but I also thought he was better at presenting himself as a public figure. I'm surprised he would go on the record with this. It doesn't shock me that those are his thoughts.
The hyphen. I don't like African American Duke.
Would it surprise you
to learn that he was homophobic? Oscar mentioned it. He thought movies like Midnight Cowboy and Easy Rider were perverted and used the gay slur that starts with the letter F to describe the characters in Midnight Cowboy. Thank you, John Wayne. There you go. Just thought we'd share that. I mean, it's kind of weird when stuff like that comes up.
It does. It is. It's
a little
weird.
Late. Financial services company in New Zealand switched from a regular 5-day work week to a 4-day work week back in November, and two universities monitored how it turned out. The answer? It was a massive success. The workers were 20% more productive in the 4 days they were at the office, so the company didn't see any drop in the total amount of work getting done, even though they were working less hours, and the staff stress levels dropped from 45% to 38%. How do you measure that? And work-life balance scores went up from 54% to 78%. The CEO of the company says, quote, this is an idea whose time has come. We need to get more companies to give it a try. They'll be surprised at the improvement in their company, their staff, and in their wider community. I'm all for it. I would say that when you got people that are out there slaying the dragon, I think you would do a really, really nice job by going to 4 days, you know, especially in a place like the DC area where you see people that are just shoehorned into that. I think people have a little more downtime, more time with their families. They're better workers.
I wonder what John Wayne would think of that.
I don't believe in it.
I hit this by accident. I'm sorry. There's a big Twitter debate right now about how many bath towels you should own. Yeah, there's something worthwhile. It started a few days ago when one guy tweeted that he and his girlfriend really had no idea about the appropriate number of towels to have in the house. And so far, it seems like the most common answer is 10.
10?
I would like 10 parakeets.
10's I'd love 10. I think there's maybe 5.
Do you have room for 10?
I think I got 5.
We have a few more than that. We have a total. I counted them after I got this story.
Yeah, how many do you have?
1 million. The and answers are all over
them,
the place.
Every one of them stolen from a hotel.
Yes, yeah. The
all day in crust.
Anyway, people think it's crazy to even know how many towels you've accumulated over the years, but people are talking about towels, so yep. There's that. And now a little something-something. A guy named Joel Boyers was at a bar in downtown Nashville, Tennessee on Monday, and he was so drunk that he kept giving the server huge tips. Over the course of his time there, he tipped $22,000.
Oh, my That's God.
A lot of money.
But he'd also been texting his friend strange stuff about how he'd taken drugs that, quote, increased his intelligence, and he was carrying a gun. They were worried, so they called the cops. When the cops got there, the managers of the bar said Joel was causing a disruption because his giant tips were making the servers fight over who got to serve him.
I guess so.
So he was arrested for public intoxication and possession of a firearm while intoxicated. I guess next time he should tip less and not talk to his friends. When asked for comment, he said, I'm your Huckleberry. You're Daisy if you do. And I don't know why I'm obsessed with Tombstone, but every kicker is Tombstone.
I was not expecting that.
No.
Listen, when did you watch it again yesterday? Joel? Yes, I did.
Okay.
Thank you. Say when. Wyatt, you're an oak. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the audio vault, an abbreviated audio vault, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You asked and we listened.
Addie.
Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, the Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Today, as you know, is February 20th, and I don't need to tell you that today marks the anniversary of the passing of some remarkable people. Actor Dick York, sportscaster Kurt Gowdy, journalist Garrick Utley, and my personal hero, Alexander Haig. And just like Al famously said, I am in control now here, gentlemen. And as I am in control, it is my request that you shop at the best shopping destination that the world has on the World Wide Web. What? MikeOMaraShow.com. It features Macy's, Target, and Walmart. When you shop these retailers through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. So the next time you need anything, just go to the TMOS Shopping Center. It has everything. So start your shopping at the banners on our website. It costs you nothing, but it means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS. Take control of value.
Hey, there you go.
Open up the vault from the man who was a smash hit at the auction.
Yeah,
the
yard smash
auction. Can I clarify?
But before you do, yes. I have to ask him one thing before because it's on my mind now.
Yeah.
Because I had no idea what to expect. I thought it was like you guys had a good time. Blah, right. blah,
we
blah.
Did.
Rob looked so good up there. The picture you sent me, but. Are you blind? Are you, to a certain extent, are you a little blindsided by this?
Absolutely.
You didn't know, but your daughter said that you got a lady was really complaining about you.
One lady.
Like, violently. Yes.
One lady. You can't please them all, Mike.
Got it.
What
okay,
about
what were you going to say?
All the booze?
With a Z or an S?
Booze with an S.
Oh, those were good-hearted booze.
Okay, so.
Can we possibly revisit this tomorrow?
Yes. Anytime you like.
Can I say, was damage done? And if I'm being completely transparent with you, I don't think damage was done to your brand at all.
Okay.
I think he was on
brand. I'm not really worried about that.
I think
that.
He was
on
brand for Rob Spiewak drinking. Could it have been a little more efficient?
Hey,
yes.
You know what? You just got an insight of how he was reading the names.
Tomorrow,
yes.
We have to.
It's fine.
I never expected this. I thought we were going to talk about your little art auction that both you boys went to, and we were going to, you know, come
Shannon
back
said,
and that was going to be.
How did it go when I got home? Roughly. And I stayed for the after auction because I was like, oh, I got to smooth this over. I'll stay till 11:30. That's fine.
So Rob invented.
I love Rob. Rob's face right now. Just the look at it.
This is
sometimes
so
I really
invented.
Do feel like I'm in the room with you.
Yes. So I said
because Oscar can fix everything by staying after. Because I did everything but burn down the space.
Extra credit time,
right,
for the team.
Yeah. I'll do these last 100 names. Why don't you go spread gasoline and strike matches outside?
Okay. Duh.
I'll do it if I don't fall down because I'm so drunk.
Hey, Rob did. Oh man. This is getting really into the weeds. Now, remember, we love each other, but this is what we do on the show. So.
Is this true?
Now, the there are members of the Art League that listen to this show, so they're hearing this right now.
Sure.
Right? So, no, this, let me clarify.
We'll need a little participation.
We love doing this gig.
Oh my God, it's the best.
Yes, but for the same reason that Rob teases me about mispronouncing names or not being able to talk, the same reason I'm going to talk to him about having a beer up on stage. So just know that this
true.
Is what we do, right?
All right.
The event itself is a 10, but I will say that Rob came to me at the end and said, hey, do you want to split these last 120 names up? And because I already had a feel for the room where I was like, I don't know if they're loving what you're putting out there, I'll do the last 100 alone. I didn't say that to him. I said, I can just
take
care of
this. Were you aware
of
that at all?
I felt that he was taking the bullet. I thought he was just being a good guy. I didn't realize he was saving me.
Okay. Tomorrow we'll this is not what I expected.
It's just great when you have a friend on your side.
God, you love it. I mean, the whole reason, look, I already talked about how great you are to travel with. Another thing I think about more than you guys even know is like how you are on stage.
You're there to entertain. Yeah, he's there.
You love being on stage.
Yes, yes.
That takes heat off me.
I love it. Apparently 600 people don't.
We will deal with it tomorrow.
Yes.
You would say there have been instances before where you imbibed,
right.
Where you perhaps went a little shtick heavy.
However, this was not one of them.
I believe you. I believe you. We will have to.
Have a craft of this size, all right?
Yes.
A beautiful, large person that spreads 3 beers over 2 hours.
I'm with you.
Nothing.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Yeah, okay.
I don't disagree. So this was not that.
And to have a beer up there on stage, I personally felt this was absolutely appropriate at this point.
Many comedians come on stage with alcohol. It's right. It's done. Do we have time for the audio?
I would like to play you one tape.
One tape. And then tomorrow we'll investigate.
And if you were there, please feel free to write in.
That's right. And if you,
as a matter of fact, if you don't, we're not going to talk about it.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right.
We have to get feedback from. I have to get feedback from
hopefully
more than one person.
Be like Oscar and take a wonderful exercise in creative writing. And write in. Please do.
Rob, I can tell you exactly what you could bring Shannon in here and she'll tell you exactly.
Let him play his tape and then we'll deal with this tomorrow.
I didn't know this was...
I don't think you are either and I don't think he was drunk.
Support at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Thank you.
All right. Now listen, there's this guy that's annoyed. You see, one thing that separates cat owners and dog owners, I think cat owners are oftentimes annoyed by their cat even though they keep the cat. Dog lovers love their dogs, but a lot of times there's a bad relationship between cat owners and cats. This guy was so annoyed by his cat because of the incessant meowing, he recorded it and auto-tuned it to make it more pleasant to himself. But it's been noticed that when you play the auto-tuned meow, other cats that are hearing it are going crazy. So if you are a cat owner, please bring them to your computer right now and see if they react to the auto-tuned cat.
I like the harmony.
And if you want to hear more of it, go to his website, guys who have way too much on their time on their hands.com.
That's the auto-tune
cat. That's your magic audio vault. Thank you. Sorry if it was too shtick heavy.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Have a great Wednesday.
We'll find out tomorrow what happened. I had no idea. Another one in the can. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, we did it on Wednesday, but we normally do it on Tuesday.
Right.
Send it to Rob with 2 B's at MichaelMaraShow.com. Rob, you can't change. Whatever the result of all this is, you cannot change.
You think that was any part of my plan of action to change from what some of the jackass said?
Why am I the jackass?
Who knows? I was talking about you.
Just the messenger.
We have another show tomorrow. Remember, the TMOS this bonus show makes a wonderful treat for you. Get the bonus show, easy as pie. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara. Thank you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Buy some art. We'll see you. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay. Come on.
What's she doing, man?